Several years ago, there was a new eatery in Harrisburg that opened up, and it was a fairly new concept for Harrisburg. It was essentially a little Italian bistro, but most especially, they called themselves a wine bar. A wine bar. And of course, they wanted to sell wine. That's why they were there. And so in order to introduce you to wines that perhaps you had never tasted before, one of the things you could order was a flight of wines. Now what that is, if you don't know, is a little tray, and it's got four glasses in it, and in those glasses are four different kinds of wine, and you can taste and sample each one. There's only about a couple of ounces in each one, so you can't get too much of it to be sure, but if you really want more, then you pick your favorite and you order a bottle, and that's that. Well, we didn't do that, but we did taste all of them, and they were all good. But there was one in particular that sort of sent us, as I like to say, over the moon. It was really, really good. And Ken and I like good wine, and so we were looking for something that we might lay up at home for when we have company, something nice that we could give our guests, or maybe as a host gift as we went to visit them. And the name of the wine that we really liked so much was Shooting Star. It was a California Cabernet, for those of you who like such things. Shooting Star. Well, we finished our dinners, of course, and a few days passed, and we were out shopping, so we decided to stop at the state store, and there we asked if they had Shooting Star, and they said, "What?" They didn't have any such thing. And so we asked them if they could order it for us, and they looked in their catalog, and nothing was available to them. So we gave up hope on the state stores and decided that when we traveled around, we'd have to look in other places. So soon we went up to visit my relatives up in Buffalo, and it's a different system up there, and they have a couple of stores that are just a wine lover's dream. We went in there, and we looked and looked, not finding it ourselves. We went to the clerk and asked if they had Shooting Star. You know, it's a California Cabernet, and it has this red label, and we described it. And they said, "Well, I'm afraid we don't." Now, I didn't want them to order it, because then we'd have to go all the way back to Buffalo to get it. So we just left it at that. And anywhere we traveled from then on, we would go to wherever they sold wines and asked if we could find this Shooting Star. And there was nothing there. Finally, one of the places we traveled was to visit good friends of ours in Los Angeles. And so we figured, well, it was a California Cabernet. It's got to be here. And lo and behold, in the wine store there it was. And we spied it and we eyed it. It was even the same vintage. Everything was just perfect. So we bought 6 bottles of it. It wasn't cheap, mind you. And, you know, that otherwise we would have bought more, perhaps. But there it was. And we squirreled it away into our luggage, tucked between socks and shirts and everything, just so to make sure it wouldn't break as our luggage was being transferred through the various airports. And we get home, and we put it all away, and something important came up. It was one of our birthdays or something. He said, "Let's try that Shooting Star." So we took out a bottle, and we opened it up, and we poured the glasses, and we started sipping from it, and we sort of looked at each other and went, "What was so special about this?" I think part of it was looking for it so intently and so completely and trying to really, really dig down and find this thing. Our expectations grew higher and higher and higher to the point where probably nothing would have met our expectations at that moment. Maybe you're not a wine connoisseur or don't like to drink wine. Maybe you've traveled a bit and you took a long journey and really went up some difficult roads and so on to get to a vista that everybody said to you was the most beautiful sight in the world. And you couldn't wait to get there. And then when you get there, well, all of a sudden, it's nice, but this isn't all that. So you get the car, go back. Maybe that's what some of these disciples were feeling. After all of this talk about the bread of life, the bread from heaven, and all of this talk about if you eat this bread and drink from this cup, you will have life eternal. And these people are thinking on it. They're going, well, we ate the bread, but we're still hungry. We drank the wine, but we're still thirsty. What is this that Jesus is saying? What is this teaching? It's too hard for us to understand. And Jesus then turns and he says, you're right, you still don't get it, do you? It's not about the things of the flesh. It's not about the things of this world. It's not about the things you can see and touch and feel and taste and hear. No. What I am talking about is of the power of the Spirit. And it is the Spirit that invades you. And as you invite the Spirit into your life and it sustains you, you find yourself journeying toward eternal life. We have reached the end of our journey in John's Gospel, in this sixth chapter that we've been hearing from Sunday after Sunday after Sunday, seemingly repeating itself over and over and over again. No, here we are. We finally got to our destination, and we and the disciples are going, well, what's so special about that? But there, it's quite profound, actually. Because Jesus is summarizing for us this whole thing, finally. And he's saying, you know, things of the flesh themselves are not bad. God made everything that there is. So there are no unclean foods, there is no unclean drink from a religious point of view. There is nothing that this world has for us that is innately evil. It's all good. But you know what? It disappears. It goes away. And if you spend your time looking for that one thing that's going to make you joyous, that one thing that's going to fulfill you, that one thing that's going to make you content, and you think it's something in this world, you are sadly mistaken, and you will be disappointed. That the true things in life that are of great value are the things of the Spirit. They are the things of the heart. And it is what we have in our hearts that opens for us the gateway to eternal life. Because that eternal life itself is not of the flesh. And so Jesus says the things of the flesh are useless. Nothing that you can do in this world is going to make you live forever. But if you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you will live forever. Because my flesh is real food. My blood is real drink. By real, he means it is something that can make truly a difference in our lives. It can make a difference in our lives and in the life of the world around us because it has changed us. And we become the very agents of God's transformation of the world. As a piece of bread is changed into our own body and blood, so too the body and blood of Christ, the Spirit of God that comes to dwell in us, that Spirit changes us and is part of us and raises us up into the life of God. So much so that anyone who sees us, if we are faithful, will begin to see God. You are the bearers of the life of God for the world. This is what Jesus came to do. Yes, we very glibly say he came to save us from our sins, but we also say he saved us from death. Does it mean that our bodies won't die? No. But we will find life in a way that no one else can give it to us. We will find a path to true, deep, and lasting joy. We will find a path to true compassion. We will find a way to be strong and courageous in the face of deep challenges in our lives. We will find the comfort we need when we are deeply sad. We will find all that we need to live, and to live abundantly. That is what Jesus promises. And so he tells us that one way into this life is by eating the flesh and drinking the blood of the Son of Man. Not a hunk of meat, and not a vampire's vial, but rather the sacrament of bread and wine that signify for us the immense love of God, a love so great that God would give his only Son, a love so profound that it is never given on condition, a love so complete that it never exhausts itself. This is what we seek, not a shooting star, not a temporary vista, but long and lasting life, not even a long life in the body, but rather life unto life everlasting. Take the bread, consume it. Say amen when you are told it is the body of Christ, the bread of heaven. For it is the promise of life for us, and it begins right here, right now.